We read further from Genesis 21 concerning a mocking kind of laughter. And the child became great and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day when he weaned Isaac. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, to whom she had given birth for Abraham, mocking. And she said to Abraham, "Drive out this maidservant and her son, for the son of this maidservant shall not possess with my son, with Isaac." And the word was exceedingly evil in the eyes of Abraham on account of his son. And God said to Abraham, "Let it not be evil in thine eyes because of the boy and because of thy maidservant. All that Sarah says to thee, hearken to her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also the son of the maidservant I will make a nation, because he is thy seed." We read also from the heavenly doctrine concerning the meaning of laughter. By laughter is meant an affection belonging to the rational mind, and indeed the affection of truth or of falsity within the rational. This affection is the source of all laughter. As long as the kind of affection exists in the rational, as displays itself in laughter, there is something bodily or worldly, and thus merely human, attached to it. Celestial good and spiritual good do not laugh, but express their delight and cheer in a different manner, in the face, speech, and movement of the body. For very much is contained within laughter, for the most part, something of contempt, which, though it does not show itself, is nevertheless lying underneath, and is easily distinguished from cheerfulness of the lower mind, which also produces something that appears like laughter. The state of the human rational with the Lord is described by Sarah's laughter. By her laughter is meant the kind of affection with which the truth belonging to the rational, at that time separated from good, regarded what was said, namely, that this truth separated from good was to be cast off and the divine put on. Not that the Lord laughed, but that he perceived from the divine what the nature of the rational with him still was, and how much of the merely human was still present in it, and which was to be expelled. This is what is meant in the internal sense by Sarah's laughter. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.